Please, if this is your first time of coming to my YouTube channel, I beg you, subscribe. You are not going to regret it. You're not paying for it, and you are not going to regret it. I'm going to be discussing a lot of issues, starting from spirituality, marriage, common sense, way of life, religion, psychology. So if this is your first time of coming to my YouTube channel, either someone shared it with you or you stumbled on my video, please don't leave until you subscribe. This is going to be an amazing section. This podcast, I will be doing it alone. And I'll be touching spirituality, African spirituality, and a whole lot of other subjects and topics that I've jotted down. So let's just dive down into the video. This is something they will not tell you. And this is one of the major reasons why a lot of things are going on in your life and you don't know where it is coming from. Some of you would say, you are too spiritual. Everything is spirituality, spirituality. You got to use your common sense. And it baffled me to look at the people saying you are too spiritual. They cannot explain what is responsible for them waking up in the morning. They cannot explain what went wrong or what happened that someone you greeted this morning is dead in the evening and you are still alive. Oh, because you think, it's our nature. What's nature? For those of you who don't believe in God, who don't believe in spirituality, what is nature? Whatever thing that is responsible for something you don't know, whatever thing you don't even know, is a God. Is a God over you. So most of you, and those of you who say, African, you are too spiritual, it baffled me to understand. Majority of these people are likely to be people who have opportunity to leave the country to abroad. They are washing plates. They will not come online because they are living in a better environment than us. They think they know better than us. The period of time European and the Americas, they started making use of true spirituality, we were already far gone. So what is happening right now in this world is the white man, the European, the Americas, the white man, the Indians, the Chinese people, they are using African spirituality to increase their wealth and their economy. Whereas here, we are mocking our own spirituality. They understood the power of spirituality. Because the truth is this, it was not religion. Let me talk to Muslims and Christians. It was not religion that built the pyramids of Egypt. It was not religion that built the Kaaba. It was not religion that built the temple of Solomon. It was not religion that built the ark of the Lord. Neither was it religion that built the tallest building in the world. It was not religion that built the walls of China. It was not religion that built the Eiffel Tower. It was not religion that built the Benin Empire that the Portuguese came to destroy. It was not religion that built anything that has ever existed in this world. Whatever thing that existed in this world, from the pyramid to the walls of China to the great city of Benin, was built through spirituality. Don't tell me science. Spirituality is what gives the insight. And when you have pure spirituality, you are able to put down every single step to be taken to make that revelation a reality. It was not religion that built the iPhone, the mobile phone, the laptops we use today. It was spirituality. It was someone who sat down, connected with his own true self, and made a decision to provide solution for a problem. Religion does not provide solution. I cannot think of one solution that Christianity has brought to humanity. Neither can I pick of one thing that Islam has brought to humanity. But I can count countless things that pure spirituality has brought to humanity. The Kaaba is one of them. All of it was pure spirituality, not religion. Every single tale, every single mythology was not based on religion, but on spirituality. Men have moved mountain, not because of religion, but spirituality. And I do tell people, the greatest form of spirituality in the aspect of humanity can only be found in Africa. And so when the white man came here, they marveled at the level of civilization without connection or contact with their envisaged civilization. They marveled at the South Africans. They marveled at the bronze of Benin. They marveled at the terracotta of the northern region of of Nigeria. They were amazed at the unity. And that was what they took. They took our spirituality, buried them in the ocean, turn it full time. If you must know, even the Christianity they had as a religion, as their spirituality, was lacking pure spirituality. If Christianity have any iota of spirituality today, it was created by Africans that were taken into Europe, to Portuguese, to Brazil, to America for slavery. Pure faith can only be demonstrated within the African spirituality. And the African spirituality was not seen in images. No one was venerated. It was spirituality that was venerated. No man was worshipped. It was power. Power evidented in supernatural happenings among us. Our spirituality was men spitting fire from their mouth. The man of Shango. Our spirituality was a woman sinking into a river. Our spirituality was men having conversation with the gods, with spirits. But all of that has been stolen away because our spirituality was mocked and we were called illiterate, bushmen, bush tribe. You call African bush tribe. They are the same Africans that built the amazing terracotta, the amazing bronze artwork of Benin, the amazing bronze artwork of the Yoruba land, the beauty gold work of the Gold Coast of Ghana, the amazing artwork across Africa, cutting down to the Southern Africa, to the Eastern Africa, the undisputed intellectual of the Central Africa, the immense natural resources embedded in the Southern Africa, the Niger Delta. And you tell us, African, you are too spiritual. Everything is spiritual. You do not understand what it means to embrace true African spirituality. Even Jesus Christ, the myth of Jesus Christ, said it. He said, until the message is preached across the four walls of the world will not end. And you thought it is the gospel of the Jew? That is the message that we touch around the world? No. It is African spirituality. It is the ignorance that is still embedded in the hearts of the Europeans, where a man could stand up and say Africa is a country, unknowing to him it's a continent, where someone could wake up and say, I never believed that such technology are already happening in Africa. It is the message of Africa reaching the four walls, the round corners of the earth. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you must know. If you must know, libation was poured by Christ. If you must know, he understand the power of the earth. And so even in his miracle, he added the earth to what he was doing. He knew that there is nothing more powerful than the spirit of the seas. And so whatever miracle he performed, he goes back to the sea for what? Rejuvenation. And some of you who are so foolish will not know that Christ never performed any miracle except he goes to renew itself by the sea. Some of you who are so foolish does not understand. And so you just go to church, you go to the mosque without understanding the true essence of spirituality embedded in Africa, embedded in the religion of water. Oh, you don't know that the religion of Africa is two main religions, the earth religion and the water religion. And the most powerful of all the two major religions in Africa is the water religion. And even the earth worshippers, they still understand that natural phenomena are controlled by the water religion. And so I'm proud to say that when I founded the watered religion as an organized religion, I knew it was a wave of awareness across all nations of the earth. The mythology of African religion is cut across every single religion across the world. It is the oldest religion ever. It may not be an organized religion, but it is the oldest religion. And don't worry, we are organizing the water religion. One after the other, many souls are being rejuvenated. The intellectuals are standing up and are saying, truly, there is something about water, the essence of which the universe is what it is. For without it, there is nothing alive. Without it, there is nothing alive. I want to address a very important issue. It's so paramount in the spiritual ecosystem, where somebody is looking for a solution and you go to meet a spiritualist, a pastor, an imam, or whoever you think can provide your solution, can take care of your problem. The moment the prayer is done, the ritual is done, you are off. When I started the religion, the watered religion, countless people came to me. I took some to the beach. Till today, they've not chatted me. They will only chat me or call me 4 months after, 5 months after, when there is a problem they cannot solve. They'll come back. Sir, you know, I don't know what is happening. And some people are so foolish that they don't understand what it means to be appreciative, to render gratitude. And so everything that happens in their mindset is, let's get this thing done. Let's get this thing done. And they want it done within 2 weeks, within 1 week. And the moment you take them and you do spiritual work for them, they start disturbing you. Sir, I've not dreamt. You say, I'm going to dream. The reason why you have not dreamt is because whatever thing I've done for you, a signal was sent out to the spiritual realm. And so that demon, that spirit, that witch, that person that is after your life has changed his tactics. Even myself, that is a spiritual person, there is no night I sleep without carrying out a ritual. If you check around my office, my house, you see cowries and everything around. You see everything around. I sage my environment. I make sure that everything around me is in pure harmony. And then you come for prayers and you think you want to plant a seed today and tomorrow you want to start harvesting. It doesn't work that way. Nothing works that way. Except it is magic. And magic is a trick. Meaning it is not real. So whenever you go to meet a spiritual person for spiritual work, you must do the following. I'm going to give you guys some other instances. You must do the following. Never cut communication with him. That is number one. Number two, never get too familiar with him. Because when you get too familiar with him, you are going to make a mistake. And that mistake might cost you a lot. In the watered religion, even till now, There are people that constantly send me messages of what? Of testimonies. Just today, I called a lady and I said, since you met me, have there been any changes in your life? He said, sir, please, don't say it. I said, why? He said, sir, don't say it. He said, since I met you, my business have increased. I'm not selling more. My life is changed. Sir, are you not seeing me? I'm looking better. He said, but I want more. Please keep praying for me because I want more. I said, don't worry, I'm with you. And do you know the reason why her life, the life of Mobidoski and the life of the rest, I know of three. Do you know the reason why their life keep going up and better? It's because they came to solve a problem. But when they came to meet me to solve a problem, there was something they discovered in me. They fell in love with me. They fell in love with the calling. And they made a decision whether this problem go away or not. I will be with this man forever. And there is a reward for that. That is the greatest prophet's reward. So these are the only people that without me calling, I will receive an alert on my phone. And there is no one that ever sent, none of them ever sent me money without a payment. There is one of my sons. I was just sitting one day and the moment I just saw an alert, 30,000 naira. 30,000. The moment I saw it, 30,000. I said, maybe this guy, how are you? You send me money? He said, yes. He said, sir, I don't have any money. That's the last money in my account. Take it. Ah. Last money in your account? He said, yes. I turned to my plate and I came back. Do this, go here for 7 days. Do this. That's your payment for this 30,000. He did it. After 7 days, cash out. Maga drop. Cash out. He says, sir, this is too much. I've never experienced this before. Sir, I've been following you. Yes, I've done so many rituals and money open, ways open. He said, but this one, this is the biggest. I say, congratulations. The other one came around. Transfer 50,000 into my account. Transfer some other money to my account. And I gave her the bid. I said, take. She wore the bid in her hand. Business double. People owing paid. People that could not even give her money. 500,000, 600,000 money was coming. And I asked, are you sure? If you are not sure, if things are not going well. He said, sir, please don't say it. The other of my daughter, in the north, a Muslim. All she did was just to send a gift for us. And this is not somebody I've been following online. The moment the gift touched my hand, I only said a few words. Today, when I look at her life, I smile. Business skyrocketed. Let me tell you why there is still delay after I do spiritual work for you. Or after somebody does spiritual work for you, because you have a timeline for it to start materializing. If you don't believe in me, forget it. And most of these Christians, you guys don't even read. You don't understand the place where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, even if we perish, let us perish. Your God, we will not bow. Some of you, you don't want to perish. You don't have the faith to take. I have one of my daughter. She came for prayers at the beach. She paid 20,000. That's the end. There is no one that follows me to the sea that is hungry today. It might look like hunger, but before you see, pia. Say, Baba, you don't drop. I say, it's just, let me tell you, I know of my daughters and my sons. I know the timeline, the date, the timeline of when their breakthrough will come. But when I finished the ritual for them, I told them, continue this thing. And I told the spirit, whatever thing they have to do right now, give them a compensation before then. Do you know why I do spiritual work for some certain people and I don't do for others? Because the ones I do for is like an investment. Let me tell you, if you come and meet me, and I know that your life, you are going to be rich, billionaire tomorrow. Everyone is born to be a billionaire. But if I know that, yes, your destiny you are working towards that is going to be a success, and I see some hindrances, I will help you. And I will tell you something, don't forget me, yo. But you know, some of you that come to meet me, meeting me is the reason why you will not ever make it in life. Do you know why? Because you've met a spiritual person that have done something for you, and it is obvious that you will forget him. And because of that, because you have come for... See, anytime you go to meet a spiritual person for work, there are spirits he sends to you, consciously and unconsciously. This spirit monitors your life, and the moment things are getting better, the spirits remind you, and you will definitely remember this person. Because when I met the person, things get... I beg, now God do one. Eh? Okay. 1 year later, Alpha, we are back to square zero. I met some that were forming Slay Queen, Slay Mama, and they came for prayers, and they do this, and everything worked out, and they forgot it. Do not play with spiritual people. Especially the ones that are real. Yes, we have fake ones everywhere. So how do you know this person is real? Like I said the other time, I have more than 20 Nigeria superstars that for the next 5 years, they are going down. And I know more than 70 right now, living is this Lekki and Aja, that are borrowing money. They are owing rent. They are telling their landlord, job they come in 2 weeks, in a month's time. When the job come, I'll pay you everything. Now lie, no job. They are meeting other ones that are doing well just to survive. They are photo bumping others. You know yourself, all of now. Your identity is secure with me. I don't want to mention name. You had better follow me. Chat me up. Let's discuss your issue. You've used, some of you, you followed other superstars that came to meet me, that came to meet other strong spiritualists to do some certain things for them. And your destiny right now is serving them without you knowing. You better come and take your destiny back. Have you asked yourself as a person, I'm not talking to the superstars now, is as if your life is repeating itself at a certain time, up, while your mates are just going. Yes, there are always going to be times that you'll be up and down. It's what makes the voyage beautiful. But where that you stagnated, you are not moving at all. There's not like you are going up and you literally slide down. No, it is stagnated. Come to the sea for spiritual work. No man should tell you that African, we are too spiritual. African, we are not spiritual. Or the white men will not be able to build the bridges because they got to appease the gods of the waters. They have to appease the ancient spirit of the waters for them to be able to build a bridge across major bridges we have in Nigeria today, across Africa. Go and ask them, they will tell you. So pure spirituality is what you should embrace. Thank you.